In this week's Going Places, we get a call from Italy, where our travel expert Matthew Brumley is leading a group of KPLU listeners through the streets of Rome. He talks to KPLU's Ed Ronco about the best ways to do as the Romans do.
Buonasera, Matteo.
Buonasera, Eduardo.
The last time we talked about Italy, you mentioned going south and that whole itinerary. Let's just talk about Rome. If we're going to spend a little time in Rome, I can think of the big sights to see, the Colosseum, the Forum, the Trevi Fountain. What else should I go and see and do in Rome?
Well, one of the things I would do, Ed, is come out to the Trastevere for dinner, which is where I'm standing now. I'm actually looking at probably a dozen small mom-and-pop restaurants and people driving by in Vespas and children and grandparents walking together. It's just a parade, a festival of life here. So instead of just focusing on the big sights, I would say focus on life. And yes, see the Vatican, see the Colosseum, see the Forum, see Trajan's Column, but also don't forget just to put your guidebooks away and just absorb life and just try to live as a Roman just for a few days if that's how long you're here.
Now, I understand that you're with a guide while you're over there.
I am. One moment. She's coming. She's saying goodbye to the group. Natalia, I'd like to introduce you to Natalia Mandelli. She is an absolutely charming, beautiful woman from Rome. Molto intelligente e molto gentile.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Tutto bene?
Ciao, buonasera.
Buonasera, ma parli italiano?
Un poco,
bene.
I'm guessing that when you lead groups through Rome, it's a combination of art and leisure and also history. What are the kinds of things you're highlighting to people there?
Depends. When we are talking about people, first of all, because we work with people, so the relationship with people. And so, for instance, we had a very nice, two beautiful hand gestures lessons.
You said lessons in hand gestures?
Yes, hand gestures lesson, exactly, which that was very funny. And of course, we highlight also food, which is not part only, it's not like in the United States, but we basically are part of, it's part of our culture. So the way you introduce food is also the way to introduce the people we are.
When you live in a place as historic and full of beautiful things as Rome, you live in the city of the Colosseum and of the Vatican and of the Forum and all of these things. Do you ever get sick of it?
Of Trevi Fountain, yes. Just drop your coin and go away as fast as possible, because this is the most awful place where I want to work with, because of course it's crowded and it's touristic. So of course for me, I get sick of that place. Yes, of course. But of Trastevere and other places, no. No, Rome is beautiful. Roma bellissima. And you have to be born in Rome to understand that. I like my city, so Roma is bella.
Well, thank you very much for taking time.
Oh, thank you. Grazie. Can you say grazie?
Grazie.
You never say grazie. You say grazie, like with a final A-Y. Grazie.
Grazie.
Say it again.
Grazie.
Very good. Grazie. Allora, ti passo Matthew. Ciao.
Ciao.
Hey, ciao, Ed.
Matthew Brumley, thank you very much. Grazie.
Grazie mille per tutte e buona fortuna, Eduardo.
Matthew Brumley, or Matteo in this case, is our travel expert, and he's joining us from Rome this week. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, you can join us at kplu.org. I'm Ed Ronco.